Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great, because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in the community serving. Today we have with us a simpatico organization who also has this lovely quote, Dr. Martin Luther King, on the website. Did you realize we have a shared interest in that? It's a wonderful thing to hang our hat on. We have Diane Quinn, who is the program director from the Port Townsend Marine Science Center, and volunteer Joe Ferreira. Welcome to Everybody Can. I'm so pleased you could make some time to come here and tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Marine Science Center. Talk about a beloved community, a beloved place is that science center. For our listeners who may not have been in the area for very long, Diane, could you tell us a little bit about the mission and work of the Marine Science Center?
The Marine Science Center was established as a way for our founders in 1982 to bring children close to the water that's all around us and show them what's in that water with the view of helping them appreciate it all their lives. And those students who have grown up around here certainly exhibit that behavior. And so over the last 35 years, the mission of the Marine Science Center has been to grow our involvement in conservation efforts by citizen science projects, exhibits, public programs, public events, community partnerships, school partnerships, every way that we can find to bring people in to look at how they can be part of stewarding this Salish Sea into the future.
I love that you mentioned children, but it's for children big of heart and adults right. as well. You have a really robust program, I believe a lecture series as well. Can you speak to some of the adult activities that the Marine Science Center has grown into?
Probably the biggest one is the citizen science program itself. The citizen science program now encompasses or is the umbrella for several year-long projects that other agencies are doing research and need boots on the ground to collect data. So, for instance, the sound toxins project is a very big project that Joe is involved in, and as well as the Puget Sound Seabird Survey and the Marine Mammal Stranding Network. And those projects are really attractive to adults who want to be part of solving for some of the threats to our waters and to contribute to what we know about our marine environment. And so I would say that's probably the biggest thing that we do with adults.
Well, that's a great segue for Joe. Citizen science. Now, if I understand correctly, Joe, it's a national program that you'll find embedded in lots of different places like schools and museums or organizations like your, and your, Joe, your interest is in the toxin, did I understand that correctly?
Right. One of the pieces of volunteer work I do is the sound toxins program. So we do net tows of the water. I do it off of the dock there at the Marine Science.
So tell me, for our listeners, what is a net tow?
A net tow is where you actually take a net and you tow the water. And once you get a collection in the bottom of the net, you take that up to the microscope and look in it and identify the critters that are in there, specifically any that are potential toxins in our environment.
So do you have like a chart that you match? I mean, what kind of expertise did you have coming into this?
We are trained by other citizen science people, as well as our coordinator, Betsy Carlson. She's our citizen science coordinator at the Marine Science Center. I've also attended a seminar, two-day seminar down in Manchester where the NOAA base is.
And Manchester?
Washington.
Washington, okay.
So they have you look under the microscope to help identify the critters, the four toxins in particular that we're looking at.
Do you know the name of those four toxins? Not to put you on the spot, but I think it's fascinating. What are you looking for?
Heterosigma Alexandrium, Pseudonychia, and what's the other one?
Easy for you to say. That's a mouthful.
But a mouthful.
A mouthful.
Right. There's four. We know what they look like. And if we have a question of if that's them or not, we always have other people around to say, is this what I'm looking? Is this the Heterosigma that I'm looking for? So as a newbie, I'm always stopping the plate and going to find Betsy or somebody else to say,
I appreciate that. Is like the hallmark of a very well-run organization where you'd had some training, you have some people you're working shoulder to shoulder with to help you really engage in the work you're doing. Citizen Science, you're net towing, but are there shoreline activities that volunteers are engaged with as well, Diane?
Yes, the beach cleanups that happen twice a year that are part of much broader efforts in Washington. Washington Coast Saver sponsors Earth Day beach cleanup all over the coastline. Lines of Washington and state, but at the same time, those are coordinated with Oregon and California coastline cleanups around Earth Day, and then the international coastal cleanup happens in September. And those events give us a chance to bring together and coordinate volunteers from all over the area to clean up our local beaches. And we see families, we see people of
very
all
cool.
ages. We see people who don't get to the coast very much, but really find this is a great way to spend some time on the beach and do something meaningful.
Do you happen to know the date for the Earth Day cleanup at this time?
You would think I would.
So it's going to be in April, is that correct?
It's April 20th.
It's a Saturday. That's all right. We can say, folks, check out your website for that date, but we do know we want to park in April and it's going to be a weekend or a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Excellent. I'm always looking for things where you can bring your whole family, or say you have guests in Port Townsend. What a fun way to engage, get cold, and then go off and have some awesome clam chowder in town, right?
Right.
As we think about the breadth of volunteer opportunities, Port Townsend Marine Science Center, you've got students, children. We can work with children as a docent, or how would someone be working with students in your organization as a volunteer?
The volunteers who work with students are selected volunteers who actually like the way that you can do things in a classroom with formal program rather than just showing them around a gallery. So
interesting. So you're saying there's structure and unstructured moments for the volunteer and with kiddos.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. And we work closely with Port Townsend Schools and the Port Townsend Schools initiative to really do place-based learning has been a great partnership for us. And so the volunteers that work with the school groups are trained and also just bring a great deal of knowledge to those programs that, you know, would be hard to duplicate.
Right. And Joe, you were talking about the citizen science spectrum. We've talked about structured and unstructured settings. And does the citizen science role you have, is it a continuous commitment or is it a one-off? How do you fill your schedule with this activity?
Citizen science is one of the aspects of what I do for Marine Science Center.
So you do more.
And in the wintertime, the citizen science net tow for the toxins is maybe once a month for an hour.
Oh, I see.
So there's other opportunities that volunteers have. I'm also a docent in the marine exhibit. However, the marine exhibit is quiet right now, so we aren't open in the wintertime except over the holidays.
So March. You have seasonal scheduling.
I have a seasonal schedule. The other thing I've been helping with over the winter is the auction. I've been collecting items for the auction.
Well, let's talk about that auction. Now, there's an annual auction that supports funding for the organization. When is the auction? Do you have a date, Joe or Diane? Do you know?
Saturday, March 17th.
Oh my goodness, March 17th. The luck of the Irish are with you. And what is the theme for this?
The theme is Salish Sea Reverie.
It sounds like it could be a bucket of fun, huh? Salish Sea Reverie, and it will be held at
the Fort Worden Commons. We take up a lot of space and fill up the tables, and it is really a fun event. The food is fabulous, and the program is wonderful, and I think everyone has just the best time.
I've attended a couple, and it is really, really delightful and amazing the work you have a chance to actually showcase a little bit of the work that you do. Now, Joe, I always love asking, you know, why do folks commit their free time at no pay to an organization? And I like to learn a little bit about what moves you to volunteer in the first place, just in general, and to speak to what keeps you going at the Port Townsend Marine Science Center.
Well, I believe the quote that you read is at the heart of all of us. I always feel it's my duty to give back. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed with a lot of wonderful things in my life. Prior to being here, I worked full time. However, I raised a child and was always active in anything I could do after work in the schools or the soccer groups or anything that I could do to help with his growing up and showing him that this is what our life is about. It's to give back.
Community commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does take a village. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. I think that's fabulous. It is incredible how many volunteers we have in this region. And mm-hmm. So, Diane, about how many volunteers do you estimate you have on board at the Science Center?
Oh, about 250 volunteers. And they, in the last couple of years, they volunteer close to 8,000 hours a year.
Amazing. 8,000 hours.
Yeah.
So before we run out of time, I want to make sure we tell folks how, 250 sounds like a lot, but you're always looking for more. And you have a fabulous training program. I was on your website. You know, there's support materials. So we love to know how folks can get involved and what the steps are. If you could just give us a sense of the pathway to getting involved.
Thank you. Well, every other month we have a new volunteer welcome day. We have one coming up this Saturday, and we use that as a time to find out what people's real interests are, what they would most like to do, and tell them what we are doing so that we can match up people's skills and experience and interests and what they'd like to learn with what our opportunities are. So every other month we do that and we post those on our website. And then we train for the exhibits separately. We train for citizen science projects separately. But if somebody's just interested in finding out what's going on right away, they just have to come over and help us out next week, they can get in touch with our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@ptmsc.org, and Gabrielle Sanchez will get right back to them. And we have volunteers that start all the time. We had 30 new volunteers in a six-month period that were brought in and found things to do, and they didn't really need to wait for much of anything.
That's fantastic. So you've got a reoccurring opportunity mm-hmm. to go into a formal training, a meet and greet, answer questions, but you're open enough that just email us, just reach out, we'll find a place for you. And I love that. That is a well-greased wheel. That is fantastic. Any other last moment things you would like to interject? We're going to be having this on the air coming this March. Love to hear anything you'd like to add to the mix here for our listeners.
I think that one of the nicest parts about volunteering is that it's across the age spectrum. We have this wonderful group of AmeriCorps volunteers that just bring so much energy into everything that we do as volunteers. They're there in the marine exhibit, bright, wide open eyes, excited about doing things for the environment. And every opportunity that I've had to volunteer, there's always been AmeriCorps volunteers with their wonderful, fresh out of college energy.
I love it. I used to work with AmeriCorps in a volunteer setting at an after-school tutoring program. And you're right. There is a vibrancy and that cross-section of folks. They're coming from different regions. And it really is a lovely way to actually get to know your community through volunteering and voluntary engagement. I really would love to thank you for taking some time out from all your auction work that you're preparing for and your training for volunteers. It's a busy time, I'm sure, always. And I would say you'd like to invite our listeners to pop in or email Absolutely. Or check your website for more detailed information. Diane Quinn from the Port Townsend Marine Science Center, thank you. And Joe Ferrero, thank you for your commitment to community and carving out some time for our students, our environment, and our community. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Thanks.